in Marengal, some storm or something came to Arengal, and he told the storm, now you go everywhere else, all around, and at the end come here.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they say. And it's true at night, you can, I can see up on the hill, the lightning flash of the thunderclap, it'll come up to near Maribot and go around it.
Yes, the dry bench there.
But he should have said something about the windows. That would have been
good. What I'm doing is blowing the hard, you know, in summertime, hot, most so often. It's not good for the trees, you know.
No, very
good. It's one of your, wonderful you have put up with it, you know, your lesson. Get used to it, acclimatize.
No, to tell you the truth, now I don't think you would tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't think we ever thought of it.
That you feel hot?
Hot, cold. We didn't think of that. We thought this is his house. We can be here. We can work here. We didn't think about hot. To now, sometimes when someone says, "Oh, it's hot in the summer," or like that, now we think of it.
Mm.
But at the beginning, we never thought of it. We thought this is Baba's place.
Yeah.
They
just happy to be there. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, you can do like Don. But he did in Maribor and stayed there. It's wonderful. He stayed there. England climate is so cool and nice all 9 or 10 months. All the year round is cool and nice. So what he did in summertime, he was in Maribor, huh? That time alone, and it was much before New Life, I think so. Turn on the tap and open the umbrella and you sit under the umbrella. Ground, water falling around. It's a very good idea. So intelligent is that. Nobody would have thought of doing that. But he had to, after 12 o'clock, it was too hot for him, poor man. He is supposing till maybe 4 o'clock, I don't know how long he sat under the umbrella, but they all laughed and by this. But he lived to tell the tale.
Yes.
Yeah. Where's your badge?
Oh, I don't want to take it off my other shirt.
Oh, good.
What
is it?
Do you want to hear, maybe it's another must story, but about Baba only?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, I've got the story in garbled version from Adi Jr., and maybe you did hear it before, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he says that Baba went to the cricket match with the boys in Pune, in the car. And they came up to the parking lot, and maybe they saw, I get the impression they didn't go inside, maybe they watched him over the fence and turned around to go out. So then they're going out of the parking lot, and then there's that must sitting there.
Near
the parking lot, at the cricket field. So then Baba says, see, he's a must over there. And he tells one of the people like
Eric. Baba can recognize.
Yeah. He knew. So then Baba tells one of the boys, go and see if you can get him to come over, see how he is. And the man looks very blissfully intoxicated, mm-hmm. You know, just like a lord.
Yeah.
He might be dressed in rags, just like a lord. So then Erich or someone goes over and talks to him, says, come along, Dada, or whatever, and brings him over to the car. And that fellow is just walking along like he's in seventh heaven, just absolutely blissful. And he comes up to the car, and Baba's sitting there in the car, and he leans over and he whispers in Baba's ear,
who?
The must.
Yeah?
Hmm? Dil ki jaane raah means, God knows what's going on inside my heart. It means, I may look like this, or whatever, but
only God knows about my heart.
So I like that.
Wonderful, yes. And he told it to Baba, and that means he recognized Baba. Out of all the mandali, it goes up to Baba.
He told it to Ram.
Yeah,
and then Adi said that one of the Mandali who was with him in the car said, and Ram ki jaane Bhagwan means, and what's happening to our Ram, our Baba, only God knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what God is going through. Yes, what the human beings see, how can they see and know?
Oh
my God.